The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq is offering a $10 million reward for information leading to the capture of one of Saddam Hussein's closest aides. The reward is for anyone who helps the coalition find Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri, who is number 6 on the U.S. list of most wanted members of the former regime. As the former leader of the Revolutionary Command Council, he is the most senior Iraqi leader still at large, aside from Saddam himself. Coalition officials say they have evidence that Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri has been directly involved in orchestrating many of the recent attacks against coalition troops, international organizations, and Iraqis who work with them. A spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority, Dan Senor, told reporters Wednesday that the $10 million reward will be paid to anyone who provides key information that leads to Mr. al-Duri's capture.
It is the maximum reward, which will be based on the quality and credibility and the usefulness of the information provided.
Coalition military spokesman Brigadier General Mark Kimmett confirmed earlier reports that U.S. forces destroyed a house belonging to Mr. al-Duri Sunday night. Military officials say insurgents used the house, located near Saddam's hometown of Tikrit, as an observation post. The U.S. military, meanwhile, is continuing its aggressive week-long campaign to crush the anti-coalition insurgency in Iraq. Near Baquba, north of Baghdad, U.S. Air Force jets dropped 2 large satellite-guided bombs Wednesday on sites the military believes were being used to make improvised explosive devices, what the military calls IEDs. In the northern city of Kirkuk, coalition officials say fighter bombers dropped bombs on suspected insurgent hideouts. In recent days, U.S. forces have used heavy artillery, tanks, attack helicopters, and warplanes to pound targets throughout central Iraq. General Kimmett dismissed media criticism that some of these search-and-destroy operations have been heavy-handed and indiscriminate.
In every one of those structures that we attacked, we had strong intelligence suggesting that that facility had been used to harbor terrorists, used as a mortar firing point, used for the construction of IEDs, used as a former regime loyalist observation post, any number of reasons which caused us to be concerned.
In southern Diwaniya province Wednesday, assailants shot and killed Humud Kadim, the director general of the Ministry of Education for the region. Anti-coalition guerrillas in recent months have carried out several assassinations of high-profile Iraqi officials who are cooperating with the coalition administration. Mr. Kadim was one of the top officials in Diwaniya province. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Baghdad.